Now, much of their game meat must have come from culling seasonal migrations, as Eskimos still do in Alaska to this day. They preyed on the spring and fall movements, when the animals moved from winter to summer pasture, in movements that were highly predictable. The migration routes might change slightly, but the actual movement was predictable. This meant that the storage of meat, dried meat, for the winter months was of great, great importance. But in a climate where there was permafrost, where the subsoil was often permanently frozen, there was a very, very good way of preserving meat, by refrigerating it. The Neanderthals were successful. By 50,000 years ago, population densities had risen considerably, and there was much more contact between neighbors. The landscape was filling in. Remember that if you're hunting and foraging, your landscape's never going to support more than at the most one person per square mile, usually less. So as the landscape filled in, the densities were never going to be particularly high. But increasingly, as it did fill, there was more contact with neighboring bands. This reduced the amount of isolation. This also reduced the chances or the risks of bands dying out in times of stress. If, for example, the men in a band were killed on a bison hunt, the women could join another band because they knew of people within a reasonable range. It follows from this, as it had in earlier times, that environmental knowledge and larger group size were important to survival. This was a very difficult environment. Winters lasted up to 9 months. These long, bitter winters of the late Ice Age caused many bands to settle in deep river valleys and other sheltered areas like those in southwestern France, the classic area of Stone Age studies in Europe, where huge rock shelters and sheltered caves abounded. Like their successors, modern humans, the Neanderthals tended to occupy south-facing caves so that they could get the full benefit of the winter sun. And from these winter bases, they fanned out in the open country to the north during the summer months. You should remember that at this time, Central Europe and Western Europe, from the Atlantic well into Eurasia, was a huge, treeless, undulating, open tundra where game herds wandered in the summer. But the Neanderthals were not well adapted to extreme cold, in the sense that they did not have the equipment to live out on open plains during sub-zero winters. Why? They didn't have the tailored clothing which was so important in later times. They probably moved there in the summer. And it's interesting that the most northerly encampments appear to be at about 54 degrees north, which is about the latitude of Lübeck in northern Germany. These people had limitations. They were highly mobile, but they lived in the winters, probably in more sheltered areas. The Neanderthals did not have a very elaborate culture. They had a very simple but versatile technology, but it was a technology far more sophisticated than that of their predecessors. It was first identified in a cave called Le Moustier near Les Aisies in southwestern France in the 1870s. And since then, their culture, their material culture, has been known as the Mousterian, known to us almost entirely, like so much other archaeology, from stone tools. Now the Acheulean hand axe makers, who had flourished for more than a million years, were skilled stone technicians.